Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, WWE has literally destroyed Bray Wyatt's character. Seriously, literally.
Yep. CM Punk is finally back in AEW.
We have a backstage update on Trish Stratus' WWE future.
And Ricky Starks blasts AEW's four pillars. I'm Adam Wilborn.
He really hates things that hold up buildings.
Oh, this is the news.
All right, WWE have destroyed The Fiend. Well, they've destroyed the mask mold for The Fiend, which means it'll be very difficult for The Fiend to come back. Let me explain.
Yes.
Let me explain. So there was a report that did the rounds yesterday. It's from a website called Fight Fans, which I'm not particularly familiar with. So pinch of salt, obviously, with a new outlet or an outlet that's coming through with a scoopski for early.
But new outlets recently have been flying out of the blocks.
Worked.
Yeah.
Wrestling in particular. When people develop a track record, you know you can go with them. But they reported earlier this week that WWE weren't pretty high on certain aspects of Bray Wyatt's recent run with the company, including the opinion-splitting Mountain Dew Pitch Black match that he had with LA Knight.
Opinion-splitting?
Yeah, well, I'm being polite.
Yeah.
Don't bury stuff, it's mean. A source commented that WWE didn't think that Bray's new mask gimmick, which he debuted in that match, technically, I guess.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They didn't think it was as strong as the Flippin' Fiend. This is a quote from their source, from Fight Fan's source. WWE wasn't overly fond of how the Pitch Black match went down and the new Bray Wyatt masked character that debuted at the Royal Rumble, as they felt it wasn't as good as The Fiend and likely wouldn't sell the merchandise, etc., like The Fiend did. Yeah, I mean, The Fiend sold loads of merch.
Sold a $6,000 belt. Yeah, it's a high bar.
So fair enough, to be honest. The outlet believes that WWE were pushing for a Fiend return post-Rumble. Those talks died down a little bit, but they've since fired back up in the past couple of months. Now, what would make this difficult is the destroyed mask molds, which means you can't make any more masks. This comes from Jason Baker, who is the head of Colossum Studios. Colossum? Sorry if I've mispronounced that. Who Bray worked with on a movie during his time away from WWE. He's also like a frequent collaborator making the masks and all that stuff for Bray. So he's a good friend of his.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good worker. So he'd know about stuff like this. He replied to another outlet that had aggregated this story and said, that might be a little difficult considering that all of the mask molds were destroyed that last year. So that might explain why The Fiend looked like a piece of trash when he was in Extreme Rules.
Oh yeah.
Like if they've destroyed the mask molds and they've had to use like a Halloween one or whatever, that might explain why he looked weird. But yeah, Wyatt's off TV at the moment, obviously, just before Mania. He was going to work with Bobby, but he's sick. He's got an illness that hasn't been disclosed. And
he was definitely around at Mania, because I literally nearly walked into his daughter at the airport.
You saw him buying a packet of Quavers in the departure line. But there you go, they've destroyed the mask mold to make Fiend masks. I guess you're not getting any Fiend anytime soon.
That makes sense. Fiend's not very a summery thing, is he?
No.
He's more sort of autumn, winter.
Yeah.
you
bring the Fiend in.
Yeah, yeah. Crispy Fiend. I mean, that is what I go when I go out in the sun in the summer. But yeah, in terms of a gimmick. Look, I like 50% of the Mountain Dew Pitch Black match. It's just a shame that 50% was LA Knight. And yeah, you kind of felt them cool on it relatively swiftly following that.
Yeah. I felt like
the buzz was insane.
Yeah. Well, it was like... But it was...
Not the Mountain Dew, as in when they did the whole... Was it Survivor Series?
When he came back. Yeah, I was like, the buzz for the Mountain Dew Pitch Black was perverse, wasn't it? It was like, this is going to be weird. What's it going to look
more like? More buzz in this office for Mountain Dew Pitch Black.
Yeah, but I felt we had to talk about the Fiend rumours because they've been going all over the internet the past day and people have tagged us and stuff. So, hey, there you go, straight from the horse's mouth. They've burned... Someone has destroyed the moulds for the masks, so you're not getting any Fiend.
Unless they're going to put it on a belt like that smashed up hardcore championship.
Oh, man, that would be someone else. Justice for Uncle Hody.
I think Bray Wyatt is such an intriguing character. It's almost sometimes like he's too creative for WWE.
He's got a lot of ideas,
yeah,
hasn't he?
Sometimes you just come in and say, oh, give me the belt and I'll beat everybody.
Yeah, just Bob Holly it, brother.
Then they go for it, but it's like, it's intricate. Especially now you know who has returned. I knew that his days were numbered as soon as that happened. Yeah. And yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see what he comes back with or as, if that
Windham
makes sense.
Windham Rotunda, just a guy, just a man.
I miss Husky Harris.
Me too. And he had another one, like, it wasn't Mason the Mutilator, I'm sure that was Kane.
Yeah.
He had another one, I can't remember what it was. Let us know what that... Tell us your favourite.
Give him the Chili McFreeze gimmick. Yeah, let's see what happens.
Frost McFang.
There's a new Mortal Kombat game coming out, isn't there? I saw that on What Culture Gaming.
Street Fighter as well. That came out this week.
Did it?
I'm not even being a fanny. Like, that came out this week. So, Diablo 4.
I still love Street Fighter. I'm going to check that out.
Diablo 4 next week. I'm looking forward to that.
But speaking of returns, Andy.
Oh.
You remember a guy called Phil Brooks? You may know him as he's under his wrestling name.
Yeah, he edits all the videos for us.
CM Punk. How many times? Look, it's official. This is the reason
he's coming
why we're recording
back.
Today. It has officially been announced that he's returning to AEW. The speculation is over. He is going to be on AEW Collision on June 17th. And I'll bet anyone who booked a holiday for that weekend is feeling pretty stupid right now.
This seems to be a recurring
theme. Damn it. I was like, I know something's happening June 17th the other week when I was booking it. I was like, nothing's in the diary.
Disconnect, baby.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Disconnect.
Yeah, it was announced in a brief Tony Khan announcement last night. He literally just said, Collision's going to feature, big pause, CM Punk. And it got an interesting reaction. It sounded like a decent pop. Obviously, that crowd in... Where were they, San Diego?
It sounded a lot more positive than Vegas sounded.
Yes.
Or wherever they were the week before when they announced it.
And, I think it's going to be just fascinating to see how he's received post-Chicago. I think you can assume that's going to be a decent reception.
I'm obviously a fan of the work of CM Punk, right? But it would be really funny if he got booed in Chicago.
Oh,
somehow. Gosh. Somehow.
I don't think he will. I think he's going to get a hero.
Oh,
reception.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want him to obviously get a good response.
And look, you know, CM Punk's coming back and now AEW's got good again. So, coincidence?
Are,
I think not.
You are just a real piece of shit.
Just you wait till I get my hands on Cedric on the podcast later on today.
You are an absolute piece of shit. Anyway, let's...
Collision also is going to feature Andrade, El Idolo, Thunder Rosa, Miro, and Powerhouse Hobbs, for example. More announcements probably to come. He'll probably announce each person on the show every week on Dynamite until Collision.
Yeah, why not? Just to do one a pop. He loves these big announcements, these huge announcements, all of this.
Hey.
Why not? I hope his next one is, I want to announce that I've got the cold and I'm not here. Like, just do something completely mundane to annoy you.
I'm going on holiday for a bit.
Yeah, I've had a cup of coffee today. Anything.
That's a given, Tony. Well,
do you want an update on Trish Stratus?
Yes, please.
She's sticking around a little bit.
Good.
That's cool. PW Insider reporting after this week's episode of Raw that Zoe Stark isn't just there to be a proxy for Trish. Like, should she, like, go away again? Zoe's just not taking over and acting in her part. She's going to be sticking around. She's going to be appearing on WWE TV going forward just as often as she can, which is cool to know. She's been back since February, obviously. She was aligned with Lita and Becky Lynch, and then she turned on Becky when Lita got hurt, and now she's got Zoe Stark, who helped her beat Becky in Night of Champions. You're itching to say something.
No, I was going to say is I think the turn was fun, and then like the build to Night of Champions, I was a bit like,
yeah.
And I love the alignment with Zoe Stark now. I think it's beneficial for all parties because I think it just being Trish, you're like, oh, well, okay, cool. So she'll beat her a bit like she did shenanigans and then eventually, oh, Becky Lynch wins the big one, da da da. Zoe Stark kicks ass.
Different wrinkle, isn't it? And it's like a classic pro wrestling thing of using a established legend to rub off on a younger up and coming wrestler. So I think it's been good. And
Z360's really good. A mint finisher.
Yeah, she's like just a fun wrestler. She's only been in WWE for like 2 years as well, Zoe. Like she had the long injury and all of that. So she was out for ages. So she feels just brand new. It's good stuff. And
be interested to see who Becky gets to counteract that going forward.
And maybe Lita heals up. We're going to do that. That'd be fun. No word on how long Trish's current run is going to continue for, but she is going to be on Raw. She was drafted to Raw, which surprised me.
Of course, yeah.
I figured, legend, she'll just be doing like the odds.
Yeah.
You Gable Stevenson got drafted a couple of years ago. Yep.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Moving on, let's talk about Ricky Starks. He was speaking on the Corner podcast, which is one of the best podcasts out there, Andy, that's not ours, which is actually worth a... I can't say it. I'm not going to give Benroy any more work today. He's not happy about the whole Four Pillars thing. He's spoken on this previously, hasn't he? But now he's sort of given an updated interview on it. And whilst he is pleased to be named as the fifth pillar... Well, I'll just read what he had to say here. I actually hate the idea of pillars. So there we have it. He doesn't like... No.
That's it.
I love the idea of a pillar because, one, it's a full gimmick and it came from one guy. There's nothing behind it. To say these four dudes are the pillar of the company, you know what he's doing by that? You're saying F everybody else who did anything. Those people don't matter. It's these three guys that we've deemed I've bestowed this sacred title upon thee and I want you to go forth and do with it. No, I don't believe in that. It's a very sweet gesture to say Ricky should be considered a fifth pillar. Baby, I don't need to be a pillar, okay? What a line. I can be a foundation. I can be the roof. I can be the person outside maintaining the lawn. I don't need none of that. To me, that's a box within itself. Four pillars, you got me. What? Four pillars? Four pillars of what? Name one Colosseum that you know that's famous. I bet you couldn't even do that. I love Ricky Stark.
Colosseum video, Ricky.
Hey, yeah.
This is great. I mean, he's obviously hamming it up a bit. He's charactering it up a bit with some of his verbiage and stuff there. It's fun. It's also timely because they just had the main event of the paper.
Yeah.
Well, no, the second last match on the paper.
Yes, because in MJF's words, he didn't want to roll around in John Moxley's blood. I think fair that's what he said in the press conference.
I mean, I wouldn't want to do that either. No. So there you go. Yeah, fair play. I think it's quite a spicy quote that a lot of people will maybe take a bit too seriously, but then you've got to allow yourself to get worked every now and then.
Yes.
So, hey.
The sexiest pillar, I'd say.
Ricky sexiest Starks. Pillar, Ricky. I'm with that.
Yeah. Should we move on to the Twitter questions? At what culture WWE?
No. Okay.
Okay. What is it, Thursday today? My week's all over the place. Wacky Friday tomorrow.
Probably a bank holiday.
It always is in this country. But yeah, tomorrow we'll be doing Wacky Friday questions, so make sure you send them over to us. But today, Eddie Zamharri starts us off. Eddie writes, hey guys, lately wrestling music has been hit or miss. Which wrestling song from a current wrestler, either old or a new song, is in your Mount Rushmore of gym playlists?
Okay.
So, we always talk about singing Powerhouse Hobbs' theme, obviously.
Yeah. It's for me, like...
It's more of a getting out of the shower song.
I have two... Yeah, I have two modes in the gym. I have ridiculous music or podcasts. It's like the two ends of the spectrum.
I can't do it with podcasts.
Yeah, I go through periods. Sometimes I'm like... meditative, rhythmic, and then sometimes I'm just like bah, 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 bah.
Yeah.
Wrestling themes. I would say like the Rancid song Ruby Soho, obviously, because I've been listening to it for 30 years.
Yeah, of my life. That helps.
Or like the various God's Hate songs in AEW, but like I just consider those like that genre of music like inspirational to me. It would make me cry in the gym. And I don't want to expose the world to that. So the real answer is the Butcher and the Blade's AEW theme, which is completely insane. You only hear like 30 seconds of it on TV, obviously, all of that stuff. But listen, if you like heavy music, that song goes nuts. After like after the part you hear on TV, which is obviously good, it goes completely insane. It's a blast beat. There's like seven different riffs. There's a solo. Like Mikey Ruckus destroyed that. It's unreal, and if you listen to it on the treadmill, you will probably die because it'll make you go so hard.
Yeah, I don't really listen to the Bloodlines theme because then it makes me move in slow motion.
Turn the speed down.
Sorry, mate, you finished with that. As if I hit the gym anyway.
That's good if you're lifting, though, to go slower.
Yeah.
More resistance.
You haven't seen how small the weight is, brother.
By 200 grams.
Right now, full disclosure, Jeff Jarrett. He's got me on it. Let's go! Let us know yours in the comment section below.
You know what's an underrated one from the past? Corporate Ministry.
Yes!
It's heavy, it's good.
I have Right to Censor, just on a loop.
Fair enough. Yeah. it's better than, I don't know.
I suppose it's good to keep you in time.
Give us a list of bands in the comment section that the Right to Censor theme is better than. Ed Sheeran, that'll start you off.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine Dragons.
Hey, well, I like Imagine Dragons.
Aww. Fair enough.
The Wiggles.
To be fair, the music I listen
actually,
to
no,
sounds
no,
like...
I'm just going
to
take that back because I'm very scared about the Wiggles stands coming after me. I was joking.
You got to watch out for Eagle Piggle as well. Jeez, Liz, man. Anyway.
What is up this fucking chair, man? Sounds like my spine. Oh, you fixed it?
I think I've just made it worse. Anyway.
Howie Potter gives us our second
probably
question.
Probably a bit closer after that.
There Howie Potter gives us our second question today. It's Harry's cooler brother. Howie writes, good morning, legends. Morning, Howie.
Hello.
Would you rather have a triple threat match with Chris Statlander versus Thunder Rosa versus Serena Deeb?
Oof.
Or a fatal four-way, Statlander, Rosa, Deeb, and Taya Valkyrie on AEW Collision.
Interesting. I think you might as well go for the four-way, right? Because, like, Taya is obviously still monitoring that scene. She was watching TV from a wrestling angle on last night's episode of Dynamite. So, like, they're clearly trying to still keep her weaved into the fabric of whatever's going to go on with that belt. So, yeah, I think it would make sense to add her to that rotation.
And I think she's got completely, you know, whenever we see heel turns, they need an ounce of justification. She's completely within her rights to be like, you only won that belt because I beat the shit out of her first.
Yeah.
And you stole all my spotlight.
There you go. And she keeps getting screwed in these matches as well. Like, I feel bad for her. Like, she's coming and just gotten screwed over and over.
And did you notice the thing on last night's AEW Dynamite? They finally did it. 1.5 women's matches.
Oh.
Well done, Tony. You're learning.
Clever, clever.
Daniel Murphy gives
us... 1.25, Ted. Oh, no, of course. Yeah, big stack, yeah.
Daniel Murphy gives us our final question today. He writes, good morning, King of the Mike and the Dastardly Heel with the Eel.
Ah.
Oh,
almost.
Just imagine, just chin me.
Almost punch you in the face. Hey, listen,
I'm being good today.
Hey, chaos. Anyway.
With the official announcement of Punk's return... Was that a thing? I didn't...
I missed it.
Yeah. How long before they put the world title on him?
They won't. Nah. I don't think they will.
Do they think they'll put the international title? Because they're using that as like the other...
Well,
the
problem with it, and this, please don't interpret this as a shot. I've made it quite clear that I like the work of CM Punk,
okay,
right? Please don't interpret this as a shot comment section. But the thing about the international title is that it is a work rate title, and it is worked almost every week. Orange Cassidy has like a really like exertive match. Can CM Punk withhold those standards given the amount of like bumps and knocks and stuff he's taken?
Yeah, that's a fair assessment.
In the AEW so far. Like,
he said he is legitimately a sort of a showpiece performer, isn't he? He is someone you build up to them wrestling.
Yeah, that's the other aspect of it as well. And the guy gets hurt. It happens. So I don't know if the international is a good fit for him. But no, I don't think they'll put the world title back on him. I think that's a bit risky.
I wouldn't rule it out. I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. I think we are going to get to the end of this year with MJF still as title. Still as title? Still as champion.
Still as title.
But I wouldn't rule it out. I think, you know, I hate all this ratings discussion, but there's an argument to be made that you go like, oh, look, Punk's the world champion. People tune back in. Whether that be, like I say, the... But it's not going to be... He's not beating Orange Cassidy. You need someone... Like, there's a bit of me that still thinks it's going to be Miro, because Orange Cassidy is slowly transforming into Adam Cole across Survivor Series weekend, where he's just held together with tape. Like, someone's going to squash Orange Cassidy.
Yeah.
It's going to happen, and that doesn't really work with Punk's character either.
Miro would be good for that.
Yeah.
100%. And Miro, like, wrestling, like, his TNT title run, he was, like, wrestling every other week. It was awesome.
He's the best.
He's great.
Can't wait to see him back on TV.
He's so perfect as well, because he's the big scary monster, but you can beat him because he's got a bad neck.
Yes.
That's his kayfabe
weakness.
He's
got a glowing red weak spot.
It's like really easy guy to book. He kicks everyone's asses and then somebody is able to isolate
him. Imagine how, you know, he's already an angry man in matches. Imagine if you went to do some sort of neck manipulation move and didn't, like, he powered out of it. How pissed off he would be.
He'd be fuming. Oh, big fume.
He's going to snap Orange Cassidy like a fucking twig.
Like a tangerine.
Oh, yeah. Just like a Tamagotchi. It's going to tango him. Don't tango
everyone. No, Tango Man.
I got banned, didn't
I? I used to be terrified of the Tango Man.
Yeah.
He was a prick.
We'll put the Tango Man in the background tomorrow.
He's a scary bastard.
And finally, I just thought this was nice. A tweet from Wardlow that came out overnight. Even though your shirt was terrible, someone was wearing an MJF shirt apparently, thank you to the guy who secretly paid for my breakfast before the pay-per-view on Sunday. Really appreciated that. That's so lovely.
That's nice. Where do you think Wardlow had his breakfast?
IHOP.
IHOP, okay.
Not I'm an IHOP guy. I'm such a basic bitch. We went to America and we were like, we're in IHOP. And everyone's like, is that it? And we're like, we don't know where to go.
That's the thing. Like,
Chris Jericho went in Weatherspoons when he came here.
Food snobs can do one, man. Don't get me wrong. Like, I appreciate, like, a really high-end meal. Like, I love that stuff. I'll go out, like, if I'm feeling flush, I'll go and have, a delicious, like, Michelin guidebook meal or whatever for special occasions. But, like, trash is the best food, man. Like, when I went to America last year for my family holiday, I was posting, like, all the crap I was eating. Like, Cheesecake Factory, IHOP, and people were like, oh, you need to go to a real restaurant. It's like, nah, screw you. I come here to eat garbage. I come here to eat your garbage. I want to sit in IHOP and eat the 5 pancakes with the 7 sausages that everyone orders and the refillable coffee. I want to go to Waffle House and feel like I'm going to get in a fight. I want to go to Denny's. I want to go Wendy's and all these places, man. I want to go to Popeyes, because Popeyes in the UK is garbage.
There's one in the metro centre, isn't there?
It's terrible. I've never been. Don't go. If you live in Gateshead, don't go there. Go in America. Stop being snobby weirdos about food.
Do you know what I still trash need to have? You reminded me this the other weekend because you had your little cheat day. I've never had a Taco Bell.
Oh, brother. Listen, that was an eye-opening experience. I had it once before and I got it delivered from the Newcastle branch, which is about a mile and a half from my house, and they didn't travel all that well.
Mm.
And the Deliveroo guy must have been screwing around because it was kind of cold. Like, you know,
popping wheelies.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you order a Deliveroo and the guy goes the wrong way across town, Uber Eats or whatever. And it's like, what the hell are you doing?
Apparently, someone once ordered it to the old office and they sat round the corner and just ate it.
Yeah, like, it's just wild men sometimes. And they did that and I was like, Taco Bell sucks. But then I did it the other week. Ate in, dined in with the Taco Bell herself. Oh my god, the Crunchwrap.
Miss Taco Bell.
The Crunchwrap Supreme, man. The Taco Bell has my heart now. Ronald McDonald, you better watch your ass. Big Ron. Ronnie.
But yeah, do something nice for your favourite wrestler today. You don't have to buy their merch or anything. Just maybe draw them a picture.
Eat some fast food. That's my advice.
Right,
only if it's healthy. For you.
Let me thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comment section below. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Me and the Daily Boys finally back together to review this week's episode of AEW Dynamite. Thoughts, Twitter questions, all that good stuff at What Culture WWE. And don't forget to check out our YouTube community, I assume, for our Wacky Friday pitch.
Makes mental later on today. To actually do the post.
Yes. And you can follow us on Twitter. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Herp.
You can follow me at Adam Wilborn. You follow us all at What Culture WWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thanks to Ivan the Terrible. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50,
luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.